Sybil.
Happy hump day, Mr. Joyner.
J. Anthony Brown. Are you on the East Coast?
I'm on the East Coast, man.
You are not.
I'm using the East Coast as an excuse, but I'm on the East Coast, man.
Right.
I'm snowed in.
Right. Snowed in.
That's a good one, huh?
That's a good one. Man.
Fog doesn't work for you, but snowed in when he's on the West Coast.
There's some people that are fogged in, Sip. And there's people that are snowed in.
Snowed in, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, the weather is bad, though.
It is. Oh, the weather outside is frightful.
Oh, yeah.
The
weather outside is frightful. It really is, man.
Speaking of Christmas carols, the estate of the writers for the hit Christmas song
Let It Snow.
The estate wants more than $2 million in royalties and back pay.
Mm-hmm.
$2 million. The song Let It Snow was made in July of 1945.
It's not in the public domain. It's not one of those songs.
No.
That's a nice Christmas bonus if they get all that.
Every year.
Yeah.
Well, the estate, because I know those guys are gone.
Oh, yeah, they're dead. Yeah. Sammy Kahn and Jules Stein. They've been dead a long time, but their estate says that they're owed $2 million in back royalties. It doesn't say how much the song makes every year, but that's a lot of money.
I've said it once and I'll say it again, Sybil. Mm-hmm. The song to write and have a hit is a Christmas song.
It's a Christmas song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's going to get played every year.
Over and over.
So if the estate of Sammy Kahn and Jules Stein is not getting their money for Let It Snow, what about the estate of Charles Brown? Merry Christmas, baby.
Yeah.
It sure didn't treat me right.
Man, why didn't they get that money? I need to check my money, too, but I got some money coming
in. Is that right?
Santa's got a wish list. I need to see if that is making...
Whether you're getting that...
check my downloads, man. See what I got.
That penny per download that you promised.
Let me see what I got coming in, man. I'm going to have a nice little Christmas bonus, man.
Hey, Super Dave, get that song. We're going to give him a little spin.
Oh, look how good that.
We're going to give him a spin right after the break.
He needs it so bad.
He needs it so bad to hear.
It is so nasty. It really is, I must admit. But thank you. I need the money.
And why is it you make all of the mean Christmas songs?
Because those people out there need music. They need music.
What's the name of the song?
Santa's got a wish list.
No, the one from last week that was just so mean about this is our last Christmas.
Last Christmas.
This is your last Christmas.
But the title speaks
to the people. Somebody right now, Sybil, is sitting with somebody, riding them to work or whatever.
2 weeks
and they
out from
know
Christmas.
Deep down in their soul.
This is their last
Christmas. This is the last Christmas.
I'm sitting with you. This is it. But I can't say anything right now.
I can't say anything. I know.
So Jay puts it in a song.
I just let my friend write a song.
And then I'm speaking to these people. So that's what I'm doing.
Your voice so high?
Who can't speak for themselves?
Uh-huh.
Yes. They're at home. They're in their cars.
And they're a little happier, too, because they know.
That you speak for them.
Yeah. This is it, partner. This is it.
Partner.
So coming up after the break.
Last Christmas.
Last Christmas.
This is last Christmas.
And the title's just kind of changed, but
it says it all.
We've
it
come down to all. This is the last Christmas.
Last Christmas. Last Christmas.
All right. Apparently, Columbus Short and his wife are both crazy.
No.
Golly, Sid.
No.
DL was right, man.
DL was absolutely right. And everybody came down on DL for talking about her because he said he knew her.
Well.
These people are crazy.
I love DL, but that was a bit much.
I don't know, Sid.
No.
So Columbus Short's wife, ex-wife, beat up his female friend over at Columbus Short's house.
He beat up his side piece.
She beat up his
the ex-wife beat
girlfriend.
Beat up the girlfriend over at Columbus Short's house. What did Columbus Short do about it?
Not a darn thing.
Not a thing.
He grabbed the phone and recorded the whole thing. See. He videoed the whole thing.
See.
Yeah. Okay. So he could prove that she's crazier than he is.
And now she's been officially charged with criminal battery. I mean, she beat this woman down.
Yeah, when your ex-wife, and I'm telling you what I know, Sybil, when your ex-wife checks your side piece, oh, the night's over, okay?
Well, apparently, unless you have video to prove it.
Yeah, well, I mean, but if you didn't got have video.
You didn't have video back in the
day. This girl went home. There's no making up.
No.
This girl is gone.
No. It's the last Christmas, baby.
This is the last. See what I'm saying?
Here you go. Right there, Sib. Right there.
It fits.
This is the last Christmas.
You see how it goes now, Sib?
Man, when your ex-wife checks your side piece. Wow.
Or your aunt.
Or your aunt?
Yeah.
Wow. He's not having a good year at all, man. He really
You think?
No. Captain Obvious.
Okay. All right. New Orleans. Cam Newton had an accident yesterday. Have you heard?
He's bad.
Really bad. He's leaving the stadium.
No, he's on his way to.
He's on his way to the stadium in Charlotte, and I don't know exactly what happened. He got T-boned and flipped his truck over. Cam Newton, his truck flipped over. He was taken to the hospital. They say he will be in the hospital for observation today, with a fractured back.
He's got two fractures, and that's a break. You call them fractures? That's a break.
I know. They say it's not that serious.
Yeah.
They said Tony Romo had the same problem when he got hit in a football in a game, and Cam Newton. They haven't given his they haven't said when he's going to come back out and play.
No, they said it's unclear whether he'll play on Sunday.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I can't believe New Orleans did that, Sybil.
Yes, New Orleans.
Oh, come on.
That's voodoo. They put that's voodoo on
ain't
that.
Ain't nothing but voodoo, Sybil.
Ain't nothing but voodoo. You don't see it, Sybil. Yeah.
And New Orleans, it's still a butt whooping on the books. Okay?
And it's still
you may have put that voodoo on Cam Newton. But that butt whooping is still on the books.
Okay, and so is that back fracture.
Okay. And that's my point. Mm-hmm. If not necessary. You got beat.
You gotta go put voodoo on the man.
Man, no. That's not what you do.
Okay.
They tried to beat him up in the end zone when he did the Superman.
Mm-hmm.
And
they're going to put voodoo on him.
Nah, they're going to put voodoo on him. Messed up,
New Orleans. That ain't right. That is not right.
It's
just
very
take
scary.
Your butt whooping.
And I hope he's
like
going to be
like Dallas took theirs.
Yeah.
Remember Dallas took theirs?
Yeah, just take it. Just take it, New Orleans. Just take it. This is not necessary.
That was scary.
It was scary.
I hope he's okay. Hope he gets better.
Yeah, I do too.
Put his truck.
Yeah, yeah. So, Charlotte.
Lord have mercy.
Feel sorry for them. And New Orleans, you're wrong.
That was definitely wrong.
You're wrong.